This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Sunday, May 11th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand signed on with eight other Democrats and independent Bernie Sanders to a letter to Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler calling for the FCC to protect net neutrality. Recently, Wheeler and the FCC proposed changes that internet activists say will allow companies with big money to control who gets to use what speed on the internet. The FCC is scheduled to vote on the proposed rules on May 15th, although two commissioners have asked to delay the vote. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that the Ichabod Crane Central School District spent $1.2 million upgrading technology, including new network servers, fiber cable, wireless access throughout the district's building, and new computers, including iPads for many teachers and administrators. In a recent survey, 39% say they are using the iPads regularly for teaching. Others, though, said the district's network was not reliable, making them expensive doorstops. School Superintendent George Zinni said high school students would get iPads for schoolwork in the 2015-2016 school year and middle school students in 2016-2017. See the full story in the Columbia paper. The National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Sunday with a high near 76 and a low around 50. Monday, there is a chance of showers, mainly afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 80 and a low around 58. Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra.